looked and looked for another book other than Freud, and it was really difficult. I think we might have tried Rollo May's The Courage to Create at one time, but you know, it just didn't. Rollo May wasn't as well known. It wasn't as much of a classic. You know, it wasn't identifiable to as many students. So they didn't really know much about Mortimer Adler when they got the book, or the great books. But, you know, they did know Freud's, they certainly knew the name Sigmund Freud, and Civilization and Its Discontents just addressed the human condition in a way that was effective across time, and nothing else. We just could not find another book that was short, that was written by somebody who was a, you know, significant, recognizable thinker, that dealt with issues that were engaging to the students as well as had been engaging another time. So it was interesting that the you know, that match was so powerful that we just could never find any alternatives. It just worked.
I'm sure the length of Civilization and Its Discontents had a lot to do with it also.
That
big,
helped, right.
Big name, you know, compact, but still analyzable. So,
right.
Okay, that's enough about the Adler part. Let's back up again a little bit. Anything that's come to your mind after these other questions, just in the big picture of the week in college and strategies for learning? I know I've concentrated on a very specific portion of the course, which is important to my research, but, you know, if there's any big reflection that you had or anything that, you know, you wanted to conclude with, this is your opportunity.
It was a wonderful teaching experience. I'm sorry that we aren't still doing it, that there's not still a place to engage students that way. And it was a great experience. I am sorry that the program that Loyola offers doesn't include this dimension of creating a college community. I know that there's a continuation of offering courses for adult learners, and including weekend courses. I'm glad. I think that's helpful. But that inspiration of really building a learning community of adults is not a focal point of the program. It's simply providing courses and a convenient time schedule. So I'm sorry about that. I thought it was just a magnificent engagement for both faculty and students. I suppose the place where it goes on, if indeed it still goes on, is in liberal arts master's programs. That have also Mundelein developed that program later, and it's now, of course, a big staple of adult learning at Northwestern and the University of Chicago. They draw adult learners, not necessarily degree candidates, but they create that kind of intellectual environment. So we do a lot of work here to try to create that kind of intellectual environment for undergraduates, but adult students are not, don't have that opportunity. So it was a great experience, and Strategies was a wonderful way for them to meet one another and for them to open up to the various skills and the skills they needed and the recognition of the abilities they had. So I loved it.
All right. We'll consider that done then.